Hi, I'm Kathleen Dunn. We're going to talk about one of our favorite topics. It's just asking you the question, what are you reading right now? And we'll be guided by someone who selects books for Next Chapter Bookshop, which is located in Milwaukee. As you know, I do a tremendous amount of reading, and Rhonda does as well, and we're honored to be able to bring wonderful authors to this program. We were just talking about a singular woman, Janie Scott's book on President Obama's mother, who was an extraordinary woman. When you think about this guy's life and her life as well, she was very adventuresome, took a lot of risks, went to Indonesia at a very young age, and she's starting to make the rounds. I saw her on television last night, and I believe she was on NPR as well. She, Rhonda, has a call. She's going to be on our program, and I'm really looking forward to reading that book. But this network is one for people who love to read, and thank God for you. We keep bookstores going, and we keep ideas alive, history, and I was amazed when we did our Washington trip how many people, we gave them a reading list, and how many people had read all the books on the reading list they really had, and how that trip has informed our reading in the 150th anniversary of the Civil War. So we're going to do books this hour. And that means give us your recommendations as well. I know there are people in the audience who have pens and papers out and are listening to everybody's recommendations so they know what to read next. Our phone number is a little bit different because we're broadcasting from Madison today for our special One Day Wednesday. It's 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. You can also use, I forgot to tell you, the email address, talk@WPR.org, if you want to tell us about what you're reading now or what you recommend. And I believe you can go to our Facebook page and give your recommendations as well. So we'll have book recommendations galore. That's the Kathleen Dunn Show. David Malman is head buyer for Next Chapter Bookshop, and he joins us by phone this morning. David, hello. Thank you so much for being with us.
Hi, Kathleen. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, our great pleasure. I'm really looking forward to the Singular Woman book, the book about President Obama's mother. Do you have it yet? Is it in bookstores?
Yeah, it came in the store just a couple days ago. I haven't had a chance to look at it yet.
It really, are you interested in reading it too? It just sounds like such a fascinating examination of the life of somebody who was very important in the formation, not only the country, but who she was in the formation of the president.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mostly read fiction, but that's one of the nonfiction books that I was really thinking about picking up and at least skimming through. It looks amazing.
So. Well, good. You do fiction. I do nonfiction. So it'll be a good balance for this hour because I never get a chance to read very much fiction. So on the top of your list, let's go with fiction first. What are you absolutely crazy about?
Okay, well, I'll start with a couple. One has been out for a little bit. We had the author at the store a couple weeks ago. And it takes place in small town Wisconsin in the 70s. It's called Wing Shooters, which is all one word. And the author's name is Nina Revoir. The last name is spelled R-E-V-O-Y-R.
R-E-V-O-Y-R,
yeah.
Nina. Okay.
So small town Wisconsin, sort of northern Wisconsin. And the main character is a 10-year-old half-Asian girl named Mikey. Her real name is Michelle. And she is left with her grandparents while her father tries to reconcile with her mother. And she's left in an all-white town, prejudiced, very,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, and, we got the point.
Yeah, so she's the first sort of non-white person to come into town. She gets a lot of slack from her fellow grade school students and stuff. And so that's bad enough as it is, and then shortly after she comes to town, an African-American couple moves to town, and the father of that couple becomes a substitute teacher in the high school, and the mother becomes a nurse in the local hospital. And it's sort of, I had somebody refer to it as an inverted To Kill a Mockingbird. Which
oh, my.
That's pretty much what it is. The writing is just beautiful. The author is half Japanese. She did spend time in Wisconsin in her youth. She lives in LA now. Really a terrific person. And the book, it's hard to describe just how amazing this book is. But
all right, all you had to do was say it's similar to To Kill a Mockingbird, and you got people rushing out to buy it. We're talking books this hour of the program, and we're going to take phone calls as well. What are you reading? What do you want to let people know about and say, it's one of these, you got to read this hours. Our phone number is 800-642-1234. I'm in Madison today for a very special reason. It is an important day to us, and we have two important people who are part of this operation to tell you about it on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Good morning. I'm Rob Ferret with Veronica Rickert. This is listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio, and today is One Day Wednesday.
We've cut our spring membership drive down to just one day, and this is it. Your $50 or $100 pledge makes a huge difference right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
With another 81 pledges in the next 45 minutes, we'll stay on track this hour. Make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Raising all the money in one day doesn't mean we need less money. It just means we have to meet our goal faster. And everybody wins if we do. So pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You hear great guests all day long on the Ideas Network. This is unique radio service in the nation, and your support makes it possible. Pledge now for the station you rely on and enjoy at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving takes just 2 minutes of your time. Tell us your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay. Consider using your credit card. It does save time, postage, and paper, and puts your money to work right away. Well, no matter how you choose to give, take those 2 minutes right now and put them to work at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Jim Fleming. Our One Day Wednesday drive is underway, and we only have a few hours left to raise a week's worth of support for Wisconsin Public Radio. There's no "I'll do it later" in a one-day drive, so make your pledge right now. Here's someone to tell you how.
I'm Rob Ferret with Veronica Rickert, and we are here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Maybe your gift is $50. Maybe it's $100 or even $500. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might think that Wisconsin Public Radio operates largely with tax dollars. Well, we do get funding from the federal government and from the state, but listener contributions make up our single largest source of income, more than a third.
You can get the full picture at funding.wpr.org. The fact is, your support is vital to keeping Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. Now that you know, make a pledge of support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We know you're intelligent, and so we always try to aim high. We do our best to bring you in-depth, thought-provoking discussions every day. Because you appreciate these conversations, the kind you hear on the Ideas Network, make a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Today is One Day Wednesday, when we get an entire pledge drive over and done in just one day. A one-day fund drive means more of your programs and less on-air fundraising in the months to come. Give as generously as you can at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So why should you give at this moment? Because you're listening right now, and you're thinking about it right now.
It's the right thing to do, and you'll feel good when you do it. WPR is an important public service, and you'll be making a wise investment in quality music, entertainment, news, and talk.
We use your donation wisely, putting it into the programs that you hear every day. Support the station you value right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Don't put off donating to WPR. It takes just a few minutes to contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You'll have the good feeling of supporting this public radio station and the programs that you love. So don't put it off. Contribute right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
When you listen to WPR, you're not alone. Sure, you might be alone in your car or your home or your office, but in truth, you're sharing the experience with us and with all the other listeners.
We have a lot in common. We share the values that bind us together. Your support is a big part of what makes this program possible for you and for the community that you share it with. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are looking for another 73 pledges in the next 40 minutes. You can help us meet that goal. You told us you wanted more programming, less on-air fundraising. We could only do that with your help right now. Your donation of $5 or $10 a month will only take a few minutes at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
888-202-2552 or WPR.org. You can help make this hour a huge success. We need to get there to make the goal. It's a Power Pledge Drive One Day Wednesday. Get on and help make it a success.
Pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Kathleen Dunn, and we're broadcasting from Madison today for our special one-day drive. The number is, we talk about books. The question of the hour is, what are you reading right now that you would recommend somebody else read right away? 800-642-1234 is the number. Dave Malman is our guest, head buyer at Next Chapter Bookshop. And we have a lot of calls coming in, so let's go lickety-split to Scott in La Crosse. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Kathleen.
Hey, Scott.
I would like to just say I am a proud member of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thank you,
and
Scott.
And I have been a member at times, and I've not been a member at other times, and being a member feels way better.
So, it feels so much better. Good.
For any deadbeat listeners out there, don't be like I used to be. At any rate, the book that I would like to recommend is Bill Bryson's book, At Home. I blow hot and cold on the whether Bill Bryson's one of my favorite authors or not. Sometimes I read his stuff and I think, gosh, he's great. And then there's other times I go, this is a pretty good one. What he does is he lives in an old former parsonage in London, and he goes through his house room by room, object by object, and describes kind of how it is we live the way we do in the homes that we have at this point. And just as a little tease of one of the things, for example, he brings up the intriguing question of all the spices available that humans consume, why is it that the two that are on just about everybody's kitchen table or dinner table is salt and pepper?
Hmm. So, what's the answer?
He's on a good topic, and
it really does,
I think, compare.
I know
well.
That he was on with Veronica, I know, and I believe it was November 26th. So if you missed that interview, Veronica Rickard had him on that day. You can go to our archives and listen to the interview, which may make your day even better.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
And the other thing about it is he reads his own book in this one, and I think he does a good job with that, too.
Oh, wonderful.
So, again,
wonderful.
Congratulations on exceeding the goal last time. Let's hope everybody does their part today and puts this over the top. And thanks again.
Thank you.
You guys do a great job.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you. And it's because of listeners, too. Like Scott, we just have the best listeners. Let's go to another. Bill Bryson. Let's go to Dave for a moment. Dave, are you familiar with his work? Are you a fan?
I am familiar with it, and I'm ashamed to say my dad gives me a hard time about this because I read a lot more than my dad. And if he's listening, I'm sorry, Dad, but I do. But he will always, always, always say, have you read Walk in the Woods yet? Have you read it yet?
Oh, really?
And I have not yet. And I know Bill Bryson. And I think if there's one thing you can say about him and his books, he is sheer entertainment. You read him just for the pleasure of reading. It's not, I mean, sure, you learn things and everything, but the way he writes and the humor that he has, it's just sheer entertainment.
Yeah.
So, and of course, I will eventually, Dad, I promise, read Walk in the Woods. So, and probably At Home, too.
Well, and now I have to find out. There's always one thing that you want to learn every day, and now I want to know why it's salt and pepper.
Yeah, but I did just hear recently, actually, from the same father, the one and only father I have, that salt is the only thing that we eat that was never at one point alive.
That was never at one point alive, did
right,
you say?
Right, because it's a mineral.
Huh.
It's not a plant or an animal or anything. So,
huh.
But no, I don't know why it's salt and pepper.
Right,
except that salt is preservative, so that makes sense.
Right. So. Okay. All right. Well, we'll figure this out.
Yeah.
We're doing books this hour of the program. We're broadcasting live from Madison for our special one-day pledge drive. 800-642-1234 is our number. Here's an email from Carol in Green Bay. I recently read The Poisonwood Bible, historical novel taking place in Africa. Clever characters, humor, and history. It was great. I've read that, too, and would agree. It's A-OK. We'll take many more of your phone calls. Put things on Facebook, too, so we can just have a long book recommendation. There's nothing better than book recommendations from public radio listeners who read. Thank goodness you read. So put those on our Facebook page as well, The Kathleen Dunn Show. Here to tell you more about why I'm in Madison and why this is a very important day for us. We have two people who work with us and want to tell you more about this day here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I'm Rob Ferret with Veronica Rickert. Today is One Day Wednesday at Wisconsin Public Radio. We are reducing an entire pledge drive to just one day. Your pledge right now is so important because listener contributions make up more than a third of our budget.
Help make One Day Wednesday a success. Help us raise the money we need in just one day. $50, $100, every gift now, no matter the amount, makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're looking for 59 pledges in the next 35 minutes to meet this hour's goal. These hourly goals are important to make sure we end One Day Wednesday successfully.
A gift of a dollar or two a week is all it takes. Your gift now will help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening for the entire year. Give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
The Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio is like a statewide town hall. It's where people come together to hear about topics and issues they care about, to ask questions, to share information.
Because you benefit from this town hall called Wisconsin Public Radio, we're asking you to help fund it. Your support is very important. It's a big piece of what makes the Ideas Network possible. Participate in this great tradition of information sharing with your pledge of support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving couldn't be easier, whether at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We need your name, your contact information, the amount of your pledge, and how you'd like to pay it.
Save time and money. Use a credit card if you can. Or better yet, sign up for automatic sustaining donations from your bank account. You choose how to give and then do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This is Nina Totenberg from NPR News. What would Wisconsin Public Radio be like without pledge drives? Well, it wouldn't be at all. Pledge drives are essential to raising the money that pays for everything you enjoy on WPR. But there's no rule that says pledge drives have to last a week. So again this spring, WPR is going to make fundraising a little more listener-friendly by getting it all done in one day. It's One Day Wednesday. Please, give now. Get it over with. Go to your phone. Go to your computer. Get on your BlackBerry, your iPhone, your iPad, whatever. And then go about your day with a satisfied smile on your face. And thank you.
WPR.org or 888-202-2552. That's how you make your pledge of support. I'm Rob Ferret with Veronica Rickert, asking for your support of the WPR programs you count on. Thanks in advance for your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
New members are very important to Wisconsin Public Radio, so thanks to all the first-time donors who pledged so far this hour. And the more people who support WPR, the more stable our financial situation, and the better we're able to withstand economic ups and downs.
So if you've never given before, know that your new membership will help keep Wisconsin Public Radio the same strong, reliable station that you depend on. You decide the amount and then give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might not know that high schools and colleges regularly use WPR programs as part of their curriculum. Educators have recognized that their students can learn a lot about current events, about great books, about history, and so much more from listening to the discussions on Wisconsin Public Radio.
We're so happy to be a part of the classroom, bringing information and civic discourse to our young people. Consider donation right now because you, too, appreciate that WPR is an educational resource that's available throughout our state. Make that donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Join your fellow listeners and Wisconsin Public Radio in keeping pledge drives short. Join the community in supporting One Day Wednesday. It's an exciting pledge drive and it works when you donate. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
If you have a strong sense of what it means to be a Wisconsinite, chances are that Wisconsin Public Radio plays an important role in that sense of identity. We serve the entire state.
On Wisconsin Public Radio, you get news, voices, and sounds from around the state. Over time, all of these broadcasts add up to a strong sense of connection to the state that we call home.
Wisconsin Public Radio, it's a home that we all share, and it's funded in large part by listeners. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So here are a few questions to think about when deciding to donate to Wisconsin Public Radio. What is WPR worth to you? How much do you listen over the course of the week, a month, a year? And how much do you pay for other media and entertainment?
Pledge now. You get to choose how much you give. Any contribution makes you a member. Pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You may have heard the phrase, think globally, act locally. Well, it's an expression that you can really put into practice by listening to and then giving to Wisconsin Public Radio. When you listen, you get the best music, talk, and news. And it encourages you to think big.
When you donate, you're acting locally to keep that high-quality music, talk, and news available to you and to your community. Please think globally and act locally right now by supporting WPR at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have 57 pledges in this hour, and we're looking for 43 more. Make yours at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It's hard to believe, but we're cutting an entire fund drive down to one day.
We can only do it with your help. Make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It's One Day Wednesday. We can make this one-day pledge drive a success and do it again sometime. Keep those pledge drives shorter, but only with your help. WPR.org to make your pledge or 888-202-2552. And thank you.
And thank you, Robin Veronica. It's great to get this down to one day and have it be a success. We're talking books this hour of the program. Dave Malman is our guest, head buyer of Next Chapter Bookshop, and we have a number of you who are on hold who would like to give book recommendations. The number for that is 800-642-1234. Fiction is the area that Dave is particularly fond of, and I know he has on his list, and it just won the Pulitzer, A Visit from the Goon Squad. Jennifer Egan has won a lot of awards. Tell me about it, Dave.
Well, Jennifer Egan I've liked for a long time, and she was always been a what they call a writer's writer, where, you know, a lot of other writers think she's just the cat's meow, and the other thing about writer's writer is it means that nobody in the public really cares about her. But this book seems to be breaking her out, and it's a series of about 10 or 12 stories. The book is published as a novel, even though each of the stories has different main characters. All the stories are connected thematically. And she's one of those writers. One of these stories, when I read it in the Best American Short Stories this year, when I read the final sentence, I literally said out loud, I was sitting alone in a room, I just said, wow.
Mm.
The way she ties things together, the way she makes it all work without making it seem like she's making any effort to do it, is amazing. And in a similar way, she ties all of these stories together in a way that doesn't seem obvious as she's doing it. And I also like the fact that now the Pulitzer Prize symbol will be attached to a book that has the words Goon Squad in the title. I kind of like that.
Right. And give me an idea of the theme of the stories. Are they all variations on a theme?
Yeah, well, I mean, the themes sort of progress as the novel goes on, and it's hard to describe. It starts with the story of a kleptomaniac secretary who is in a bathroom, and she sees a purse sitting on the counter, and the woman's in a stall, and she can't help but take something out of the purse. And, of course, that doesn't end well. And then she is the secretary to a music executive who was really big some years ago, and now he's sort of washed up and trying to make a name for himself again. And the next story is about him. And so it sort of progresses, and some of them are connected by character, some of them are connected by theme. But as the book goes on, you realize it's all connected in some way that it's really hard to even put your finger on.
Hmm.
But luckily, she does have about a 60-page PowerPoint presentation at the back of the book.
No.
Yes. So, Time Magazine just put out an issue on their 100 most influential people or 100 most something people, and she was in it. And
is she the one with the long dark hair that they said she's so brilliant?
Yeah, and the cheekbones that she shouldn't really be allowed to have. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
So, and they mentioned that she said in one of her readings that one of her criteria for writing a book is if she thinks she can pull it off, she doesn't want to do it. So they are very ambitious books. They're very exciting to read.
And also, as I'm showing here, they're very hard to describe.
Right. Oh, you made me want to read that one, though. That's
great. It's really good. If you read just for the beauty of the writing, then Jennifer Egan's your gal.
So. Uh-huh. Okay. Nancy is calling in from Delafield. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
I wanted to recommend a great book that I just finished. It's called The Warmth of Other Suns, S-U-N-S, by Isabel Wilkerson.
Mm-hmm.
It's the story about what is called the Great Migration of large numbers of African Americans from the South under the Jim Crow restrictions and segregation and violence to the North. And she follows the lives of three specific people, each of whom go to different receiving cities. One went to Harlem, one went to Chicago, and one went to Los Angeles. And it's the story about the transformation of the South, the North, these individuals and their families. And I found it to be a page-turner. It was absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite books of last year. We did do an interview with her, and she is a beautiful speaker as well. So if you didn't have a chance to hear it, go to our archive pages and listen to it. It was a thrill to speak with her, and I'm with you. I think it was one of the best books of last year.
And I would agree with that. I didn't read the whole thing, but I read enough of it. And I met the author out in New York before
it came out,
and she was just the nicest person. And parts of it do take place in Milwaukee, too, so people with local interest might want to take note. But it's beautifully written, and it's an amazing story, and it's kind of shocking that nobody's done it before.
It is shocking, but I'm glad. And she's a Pulitzer Prize winner as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you, and your meow kitty. It was kind of nice. Thank you for your call. Nancy, we'll take more phone calls in a moment. We're doing books this hour, always one of our favorite hours, actually, just to get recommendations. Dave Mullman is with us. He is the head buyer at Next Chapter Bookshop, and you are readers, so you're their experts as well. What are you reading that you find just fascinating? We'll hear more from you. I want to talk a little bit about Civil War books because it is the 150th anniversary, and we just had a book that was subsequently on the front page of the New York Times book section. So we'll talk about that, and maybe you have some more suggestions along those lines. This is a very important day. We're in Madison because it is a very important day, and we have two people who work with us to tell you about why we need you. We need you here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
This is your radio station, listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret with Veronica Rickert, and today is One Day Wednesday. We are raising money to pay for the commercial-free programs that you rely on.
We're raising an entire pledge drive goal in just one day. It's a single day, and you make it possible when you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are looking for another 32 pledges in the next 22 minutes. You told us. You wanted more programming and less on-air fundraising. We can only do that with your help right now. Your donation of $5 or $10 a month will only take a few minutes at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, we get such good guests on Wisconsin Public Radio, like the one we're listening to this hour, because they know you'll ask great questions and contribute great thoughts, and they won't be interrupted by commercials either. Your support makes this possible. You are the most reliable part of our budget. So thanks in advance for making your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio today is one of the best things you can do with just 2 or 3 minutes of your time. Just give us your name, your contact info, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay. Whether you call or pledge online, we keep your personal information safe, and we don't share it with any other organizations.
Your gift will turn into the stories and programs that keep you connected to the world. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
By now you're wondering what on earth has happened to your Wisconsin Public Radio. Nothing's happened except that we're trying something completely different. It is Pledge Drive, but it's a different kind of Pledge Drive. Today is One Day Wednesday, the first and the last day of the spring membership drive. When today is over, we're back to what we do best, bringing you great programming. Make your pledge right now. Here's someone to tell you how.
Go online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. I'm Rob Ferret here with Veronica Rickert. We are here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener support is such a big part of why this program is available to you right now. Make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you've been wondering how you can do more for the station that's such a big part of your life, consider making a donation of $1,000. Listener support is crucial to WPR's future. If you'd like to do more than you've done before, and you can afford to make a contribution of about $83 a month, do that now. And a gift of any amount is always appreciated at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The Ideas Network is with you all day long. Whether you ride to work or your errands with us, you cook dinner with us, listen at home or work, you get interesting discussions wherever you want them. We're always here, and you make that possible with your donation. Wisconsin Public Radio wouldn't be what it is without your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
There is no tomorrow in a one-day pledge drive, and that's why getting 22 more pledges this hour is so important. Give any amount that's comfortable for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And here's the deal. We won't be asking for your pledge tomorrow. We won't be asking for your pledge the day after or over the weekend. We are asking you today only to help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. Join in the effort to make One Day Wednesday a big success at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, we love the idea of a one-day drive, and we're pretty sure that you do too. It's our goal to bring you quality programs with as little on-air fundraising as possible, as long as we can still raise the funds that we need. Let us know that one-day drives are possible and that we should continue to do them by making your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We often say that it's easy to support Wisconsin Public Radio. The easiest way is to become a sustaining member. A sustaining membership is one that's ongoing, either from your bank account or a credit card.
Because it automatically renews and you don't have to remember to renew each year. Becoming a sustaining member right now is an easy thing to do with your ongoing monthly gift at any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, what happens in the rest of the world matters to us. That's why WPR is so important. We talk with experts in all kinds of fields from all over.
We get the news from our own backyard and from around the world. Because you value being an informed citizen, make a pledge to the station that keeps you connected at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your employer might provide matching funds for your donation. You could double, maybe even triple the value of your gift to WPR.
If you don't know whether your employee will match your gift, your employer, I should say, pledge now and ask your human resources department the next time you get a chance. Pledge your support to this program and to Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Looking for now 16 more pledges in the next 17 minutes. You can help us reach that goal with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Hey, Jane from Middleton made a pledge. She says WPR is her ongoing education in life. Thank you so much, Jane, for saying that and for making that pledge. We really appreciate it. How about you? Join Jane, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Looking for another 15 pledges or so in the next 15 minutes of the hour. So one each minute. You can do it. Help us make One Day Wednesday a smashing success at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Make that pledge right now, and thank you.
I'm Kathleen Dunn, and we're broadcasting from Madison today for our One Day Pledge event, 800-642-1234. Book suggestions. Dave Malman, head buyer for the Next Chapter Bookshop. Have you bought, in honor of the beginning, and it will be an event that will go on for the next few years, commemoration of the 150th anniversary of the Civil War, have you had a lot of interest in that topic, Dave?
Well, I know that every publisher has stuff coming out on the Civil War, and of course, we're bringing most or all of it in. Unfortunately, I didn't really look into that topic coming into here, but there is a ton of stuff coming out.
Right.
But one of the books I brought, which is a really fun book called Wicked Bugs, which I know is talked about on Wisconsin Public Radio and NPR,
does have a section on the Civil War and the bugs that infested and bothered the soldiers.
Amy Stewart, a fun nonfiction you talk about. Wicked Bugs, a book about the bugs in the Civil War. My.
Yeah. Well, it's a book about nasty bugs in general, but there is a section on the Civil War, and it's just don't read it while you're eating is all I'd suggest.
So. Right. A book about
weevils.
Bugs. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
There are so many bugs in the world, too, aren't there? There's so many bugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I brought up Civil War is on our mind because we took listeners on this wonderful trip to Gettysburg in Washington. But we just had 1861, Adam Goodhart, which I recommend. And lo and behold, we had him on before he became the front page of the New York Times book review section. The first of many books, I'm sure, that I'll be reading as a result of my interest in the Civil War and the trip to Gettysburg, which was a knockout sight. It really was. So,
yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. And I also recommend, somebody had this on the bus, and then I bought it at Gettysburg, The Killer Angels.
Michael Shara.
Yeah, they're also a very good book.
Yeah, and a lot of the stuff that's coming out now is just reissues of things like Michael Shara or the Shelby Foote
trilogy.
Oh, is it? And they're in gorgeous new editions that even if you own them already, you look at these books and you think, oh, I might have to buy it again.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Let's go next to Lois from Waukesha. Hi, Lois.
Hello. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
It's good to hear your voice.
And yours as well. Go right ahead.
I recommend The White House Doctor, Dr. Connie Marino.
Oh, yeah.
She is a Navy doctor, and she served at the White House for the senior Bush and during the Clinton administration. And she was born in the Philippines. And the book has a lot of facts, but a lot of humor, too. And I think people would really enjoy reading the book.
Yeah, it's a remarkable story. She is a thoroughly delightful person as well. But the behind the scenes of what a doctor has to do who's on call with a president 24 hours a day is quite a remarkable story, Dave.
Yeah, I've heard great things about the book. I have not read it, but it sold pretty well. So.
Are you getting, or are we up to here with this story, are you getting a lot of requests now for books about the bin Laden family and the biography of Osama bin Laden and policies in Iraq and Afghanistan? Are people hungry for that now?
It's just starting, I think. So we're trying to track down as much as we can. Of course, all the publishers are sending us emails saying, oh, you need this book, you need that book. I think the one that's really going to get legs is Growing Up Bin Laden, which was written by, I believe, his former wife and his son. And so they got out of all of that, and they wrote this book about what it was like growing up around him. And it does seem like we're getting requests for that one.
Mm-hmm. And I would imagine, is there a new book, do you know, coming up about the Navy SEALs? I know there are older books. I find myself wanting to read something because I'm just struck by that whole operation to know more about that organization.
Right, right. I haven't seen anything, but I'm sure there's a lot of things in the works all of a sudden after what they accomplished. I'm sure we'll see some stuff in the next several months easily. So.
Lois, thank you very much for the call. Let's go next to... Is it Mel from Delafield? Hi, Mel.
Hello. I recommend a book. I'm almost through it now, called The Bible Code 3, Saving the World. It's by Michael, Droshin. It's written in October 2010. Now, it shows a lot of things with the Pakistani compliance, you know, with Al-Qaeda and that type of thing. And I think it's very appropriate because it was written before Osama bin Laden was killed.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it shows the nuclear issue we have with Pakistan and a lot of the politics there. And I think it's very, very worthwhile. But it gives a history of what's happening the last several, last 10 years in our foreign policy. But
oh,
different
that's
places
interesting.
Too. It's very appropriate to update it.
I'm sorry, Mel, but I didn't entirely hear the title. Could you give it to me again, please?
Okay, it's called The Bible Code 3.
The Bible Code 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, I think it's very worthwhile for people to read it this time.
All right, we may want to look it up for an interview. I'm not familiar with it, Dave, are you?
Well, I wasn't familiar with the third one. I remember the Bible Code from the late 90s, and apparently there was a 2 in the early 2000s. the Bible Code was a big deal when it came out in the late 90s. It suggests that if you go through the Bible, the original text, and look at it in other ways than the traditional linear reading way, you'll find messages by, say, reading diagonally or reading down or reading this way or that way or skipping in a pattern through the letters. So, I mean, it's somewhat controversial, but it it certainly has struck a chord with a lot of people over the years. So.
Mm-hmm. And we have Alice Walker with us tomorrow. We should use that occasion. She has a new book about her experiences on her farm in Northern California. So she's going to be with us tomorrow, too. She's had a remarkable life, hasn't she? One of the books she wrote will be read, I think, 100 years from now.
I'm guessing you're saying The Color Purple.
Yeah, I think it will be. I think it will be. So just briefly, what are you reading right now?
What am I reading right now? That's a good question. I'm just starting. I'm reading the new Ann Patchett, which this would be good for the person who mentioned the Barbara Kingsolver, the Poisonwood Bible.
Yes, yes.
A lot of people are saying this is Ann Patchett's Poisonwood Bible.
Really?
It takes the main characters, who are scientists here in the States, and takes them down to the Amazon Delta in the jungles of the Amazon. I'm barely into it, but it's Ann Patchett, so it's really excellent writing, really well-drawn characters,
mm-hmm.
and so far, so good.
Good. So far, so good.
Yeah.
That's what we want to hear. Thank you.
I always loved Bel Canto. And
yes.
So.
A lot of people are very fond of her, I know. Thanks, Dave, so much for being with us.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Dave Malman joining us by phone from Milwaukee. His bookstore is Next Chapter Bookshop, where he is the head buyer. Thanks to Rhonda Fanning for producing this hour. Thanks to Erica Janik for doing on-air production, too, as we broadcast from Madison today for our special event. We'll return to Milwaukee tomorrow, but stay with us today because all that's happening is very important to our survival, and we have some good friends here to tell you more about our survival here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
You rely on WPR to bring clarity to the day's news and to engage your mind with lively discussion. We rely on the money you give to keep that news and discussion going strong. I'm Rob Ferret with Veronica Rickert, and today is One Day Wednesday.
We're here to raise the money for the programs you rely on with just one day of on-air fundraising. Make your pledge of any amount right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hey, how about this? One more pledge to meet this hour's goal. You could be the one who puts us over the top. We've got 8 minutes. I bet we can get at least one pledge then and go way over our goal again this hour. Here's the deal. Instead of a week of fundraising, this fund drive, it's just going to last one day.
We're asking you to help us meet this goal to help pay for the programs by making your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've been enjoying the conversation with Dave Malman about the best new books for spring reading. Now take a few minutes to make this hour and many hours to come possible. Put a value on the programs you enjoy every day and then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your pledge online at WPR.org is especially helpful right now when we're trying to get so many pledges in at the end of the hour. Your pledge at WPR.org keeps the phone lines open for those who don't have internet access. Support the programs you rely on at WPR.org. And, of course, you can also pledge at 888-202-2552.
Maybe you found yourself thinking about something in a new way after you've heard one of our shows. That's the beauty of the Ideas Network. You hear multiple points of view. You value what you hear on the Ideas Network. Now pledge your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Today is the first and last day of our spring membership drive, and we're thrilled to get it all done in just one day so we can get back to doing what we do best, bringing you the great discussions that you count on. But it only works when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Scott Simon of NPR News. They said it couldn't be done, but you did it. For the last 2 years, you've helped WPR shorten the spring membership drive to just one day. So we're back again with One Day Wednesday, an entire pledge drive in just one day. Now, it's a risky proposition, but you've said you prefer shorter membership drives. We'll keep trying it as long as you keep it working. Please don't hesitate. Give now. Help make One Day Wednesday a success.
I'm Rob Ferret here with Veronica Rickert, and we are here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Maybe your gift is $50 or $100 or $500. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, we hear from a lot of first-time pledgers who are giving because they've gotten their first job out of college and can finally afford to give. Or people who turned 30 and realized, hey, I'm a grown-up now and it's time to give to Wisconsin Public Radio. And maybe that's the case this hour because over half of the pledgers this hour have been first-time members.
That's great. That's great. Hey, and giving money to something you believe in, a service you rely on, is a great way to commemorate a new phase of your life. A phase of your life as a Wisconsin Public Radio contributor. We encourage that. Decide the amount and then go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
When we ask for your support, we're speaking to you. That's right. We're talking to you.
Yep, that's right. Don't look over your shoulder. Don't look at your neighbor or your friend or your coworker. You are listening right now. You value this program. You rely on it being here for you.
You count on us, and in return, we count on you. Listener support is what makes this program possible. You're a listener. Make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hey, great news. We have hit our goal, and we are exceeding it. We can keep going beyond that goal of 100 pledges with your support right now. We are, what, eight over our goal. Let's keep it going. Let's keep tallying it up so we can hit this overall goal for this very important One Day Wednesday pledge drive and end it on a very successful note.
A gift of a dollar or two a week is all it takes. Your gift now will help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening for the year. Give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Many of you tell us that you remember listening to WPR as a child, whether it was Let's Sing or Let's Draw or a program that came on late signaling it was your bedtime. WPR was a piece of your childhood.
And others of you with children today tell us that your kids really key into certain programs, whether it's an interesting story on NPR News or a piece of classical music or laughing along with the weekend shows.
WPR caught your imagination as a child and engages the minds of children today. That's powerful, and you make it all possible when you participate as a member. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you already renew by mail or make ongoing monthly transfers from your bank account, thank you. And listeners who renew and monthly sustainers are the backbone of Wisconsin Public Radio.
If you haven't given yet, join the other wonderful WPR members by donating at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You asked for more programming with less on-air fundraising, and we've done our part. This drive is just a single day. Now we're asking you to do your part. Join with other Wisconsin Public Radio listeners and help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. Won't you give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are now 11 pledges over our goal for this hour. Thank you. Thank you. And let's keep them coming. Remember, we're trying to get 3,000 pledges today. We need little over 900 yet to meet the goal for One Day Wednesday. Make that pledge right now. Join your friends, your neighbors in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. It takes the support of everyone who listens to make this radio station as good as it can be.
When you make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you'll be doing your part to ensure that you'll always have the news and information that you need every day. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
13 now pledges over our goal for the hour. Thank you. You probably find that WPR is a great source of information about the nation, the world, and, of course, Wisconsin. You value WPR for the lifelong learning it brings to you. You learn something new here each and every day, year after year.
This continuing education is possible only because of support from listeners like you. And like any occasion, you get out of it what you put into it. So invest in your education at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Just a minute for Veronica and I to talk right now. We have shortened our spring membership drive to just one day. Just one day. It's very exciting. I think you're excited, too. We're now 16 pledges over our goal for this hour. You can join the excitement, too, with your pledge of support right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
There is no tomorrow in a one-day pledge drive, and that's why it's so fantastic that we've gone over our goal of 100 pledges this hour. But each and every phone call gets us closer to our total goal, helps us get there, and you can do it, and you can feel proud at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hey, Janine in Eau Claire pledged. She says, I can't imagine my days without WPR. Keep up the great programming. She's also very enthusiastic about the One Day Wednesday idea. Hey, so are we. Thanks for making it possible with your pledge, Janine. Make your pledge now. How about you? 19 pledges over our goal this hour. You can take us further with your pledge right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.